All right, good morning. David here with Think and Act Locally. We're here with, hey, it's Alan Fowler of Blue Skies Over Autism. We're in Galveston for the Richard Lang Autism Awareness Parade. Alan, you have anything you want to say to the folks?
Like you said, this is Richard Lang Autism, annual Autism Awareness Parade. Richard passed away about 2 years ago, and this used to be just the Blue Skies Over Autism Parade, but we named it after Richard in his honor. This was his favorite event. His grandmother, Molly, is right over there, and his mother's right beside her. So okay. I'll introduce you to them in a second.
Okay.
I'm going to go park this, and I'll introduce some of the other people to it in just a minute.
Sounds good. All right.
What's your name, brother?
David.
Raul.
Raul?
Good meeting you, man.
Good to meet you, too. Okay.
All right, well, I'm Raul. I'm one of the dads here.
Okay.
With Blue Skies. That's my son over here, Noah. He's on the spectrum. He was nonverbal up until about 8.5 years old. This nonprofit has been amazing.
Okay.
Day one, changed my life. Went through a lot of crazy stuff, depression. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to accept it. I got two older kids, 23-year-old and 18-year-old. And then the 11-year-old is the one that's my gift, right? The angel in our family. And autism has good days and bad days. But I do work for the Houston Police Department. We try to get involved. We try to part of the Special Olympics. Just try to be a part of any type of community out there with special needs. But I was blessed to meet Alan Fowler. He's been a big advocate and a big promoter and a big inspiration to me, honestly, just to do more than what I'm doing at HPD. So that's what I'm thankful for. That's why I sport this little wristband. Every single day, I wear it out on patrol. Anytime, I also got my little tattoo representing my son, his favorite things that he likes. But thank you for being out here. I don't know what else to say.
No, that's good. We're just getting people's stories and sharing. That's it.
Well, it's any parent out there, father, mother, that has a diagnosed child. I know it's going to be hard. It sucks. There's nothing pretty about it. I'm being honest. But the pretty thing is when you start being an advocate for your child, mm-hmm. and he opens up a whole different world of patience and love that I think I had it, but it's at a different level now
because
of my son. Yes.
So
thank you for being out here, man.
Yeah, no sweat.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for sharing.
No. Thank you for listening. Cool.
I think this is like the sixth year that we've had this parade, and it really just started off from Kevin. We came down here one day, and he liked riding golf carts, and I figured that... maybe other people would like doing that to their kids. And it's really turned out to be a very, very fun event. There's some people, like we do, we'll rent a house here in Galveston and make it a weekend. Some other folks have done that too. When we have inclement weather like today, sometimes it affects the turnout. So we may not have as many people today. We normally have about 40 people, 40 families. So we were supposed to have 160 people this time. Well, first off, this flag here in the back that we put is for Richard Lang. I talked about him earlier. Richard passed away. Richard actually used to work at PetSmart in Pasadena. And it was June of 2 years ago that we lost him. This particular thing, I had it wrapped. It's over for Blue Skies Over Autism. I wanted to make sure, if you look here, I wanted to show the diversity of our group and make sure it's about families living with autism. And again, we put all the cards that we could. We put this on the front with our logo and Richard on there, and then our friend Carlos made this design for us for the front of it. And I actually have two cards. I have a red one too that had mechanical problems, so I couldn't bring it today. But our family takes great pride in having these and driving them around, because Kevin and I come to Galveston all the time with it and have a fun time. My wife too. We'll drive them around the neighborhood. LaPorte allows you to drive them there. We go there and drive them. This is our signature event is the cruise that we do, but this is right behind that. People love it. It's very sensory friendly for families to come to something like this. So you know, other than the weather, you know, some of the kids didn't want the lightning, so there were lightning later on. But fingers crossed, we had a great day.
Yeah. Hey, what's your name and tell us your story.
Yes, my name is Gisette King. We are teachers. We're educators. We also have a nonprofit to educate parents of kids with autism called Cafe Azul. And we are here supporting Blue Skies Over Autism and sharing autism awareness.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah. And we start this trip because of Kyra. Kyra is 17 years old and she was born with autism. And she's the reason that we started our organization, Cafe Azul. But we try to educate, motivate parents and kids, you know, in the autism spectrum. And hey, this is a great organization to make have a partnership. Also, this is my daughter Krista. That's the sister, kind of sister. And wow, it has been a great trip. And we really enjoyed this trip. Bumpy sometimes, but a great trip.
Where's home for y'all?
Home for me? I don't even know what home is for us. I might say Puerto Rico, but Houston, Rose Sharon, Texas.
Okay, no, that's great.
Yes, we just want to spread awareness and let people know it's not only about awareness, it's also acceptance and including them in the community. And that's what we want to do this. Like, they are different, they're not less, and they're members of our community.
Fully support it. Fully support it.
Definitely.
That's great. Well, thank you all for sharing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
I'm David with Think and Act Locally. What's your name?
I'm Candy.
Hi, Candy. Here.
Hi.
Mike, for you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Appreciate
what brings
it.
You out today?
So we're here to celebrate all these amazing, awesome individuals that are on the spectrum. Thanks to Alan. He organizes this every year. It's a beautiful event. And we're going to raise some awareness and acceptance today here on the island. So my why is Travion. I don't know if you can see him.
Okay. Trey. Hey, Travion.
Trey, say hi.
Hey.
Hi. So he's on the spectrum. He's 24.
Shy.
We got a diagnosis when he was 3 years and 5 months old. At first, I was a little devastated, but we decided to put a positive spin on it. And so every day, we rock autism. It doesn't matter if we have a bad moment, because it's just a moment, but we do not have bad days, because there's something good in every day to make it a great day. So we rock autism every single day, and the sky stay blue. Thank God for that. So
that's very good. Very good. Anything?
He wanted me to speak about my organization. It's called We Rock Autism.
Yeah. There you go.
We just do events periodically throughout the year, just so that the individuals on the spectrum can actually have some type of socialization, because
okay.
That's actually important for our individuals. When you have a individual that's on the spectrum, part of the main thing with autistic individuals is socialization and communication disorder. So we actually try to get them together periodically, just so that they can get some socialization in, and also so that we can bring awareness to the community. So we take them out. We don't hinder them. We take them out. It doesn't matter where we go. It might be a baseball game. It might be a play.
Okay.
You know, just so that it's a lesson for them, but it's also a lesson for everybody else in the community as well.
No, that's great.
And I will say you need to speak to Belinda Hernandez if you have not as of yet.
We haven't, but we will.
Okay, so she has an organization. It's called Raising Awesome Awareness. I am her VP, and we do amazing events as well with them, and it's the same type of platform where we actually go out into the community. So she's somewhere in this line.
Yeah,
so I'm
going to
plug my girl, Gisette, right here as well. She has an organization. There's several of us that have organizations out here
today. That's great. Yes. Where's home for you?
Home, Houston.
Houston.
Okay. Houston is home for me.
Very good.
Yes.
For these gentlemen here, they heard that you know how to sing. Do you know how to sing?
Yes.
Why don't you give us a little bit of that?
The one with Morgan Wallen.
What do you want to sing?
Love Somebody by Morgan Wallen.
Sounds good. Let's hear it.
Woman's going in home to town. Can't keep my key wherever about these days. Ain't afraid. I need some fast send it down. Truth is I can think about these games. They don't play. Oh, I found something strong to fan the whiskey. Oh, I tried. But every time they fail to kiss me, keep coming up empty, yeah. And I just want to love somebody warming me whole in my heart. And I just want to love somebody that don't want to fall in apart. And I've been lucky to find and we find something more than just a crazy night. I just want to love somebody. Hear my hypnotize, my daughter's eyes, but what I've been I do, need a plea. I need some more than half about. Take them back of all the time. All the songs they just they wanna be. So on and night. Even when she's up against me. Don't know why. It feels like there's nobody with me. And I'm still empty. Yeah. And I just wanna love somebody. Warming me whole in my heart. And I just wanna love somebody that don't wanna fall in apart. And I've been lucky to find every fight something more than just a crazy night. I just wanna love somebody. I just want to love somebody that don't want to fall in apart. And I've been lucky to find every fine something more than just a crazy night. I just want to love somebody.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Put this out there and, for the community to know,
See. Hold the mic. Introduce yourself. Tell us about you.
My name's Charlie.
Your story?
My son's Christopher. He's been diagnosed with autism since he was 5 years old.
Okay.
Nonverbal. So we came a long way.
I would say so.
Get him to adapt.
Yeah.
And we go to every event that autism is being, out there in the public.
Awareness promoted.
Like, everywhere we go. Even on the cruise ship, if we go by ourselves, we put them out there.
Mainstream
knows. But Chris is now 30.
Okay.
Are you 30, Chris?
Yes, I'm 30.
And, we're just blessed that he's in our life.
That's great.
Yeah.
Charlie, thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Hey, David with Think and Act Locally here. We are getting lined up with the golf carts to do this Blue Skies Over Autism parade. It's an awareness parade for autism awareness. It's the Richard Lane Autism Awareness Parade. We're shutting down the streets out here, blocking traffic. Galveston, Texas. Okay. Go ahead and tell us about your uncle.
His name is Kevin, and, like, he's gotten better about, like getting upset about things. And I taught him how to, like, move his head yes and no. And,
What's your favorite story about your uncle?
I like the story whenever, he one time he ran out of the house. Like, I wasn't born yet, but he ran out of the house, and these two girls came up and found him and returned him home, and then my grandma gave them a big teddy bear.
Okay, that's cool. Anything else?
Not really.
It's okay if you don't have anything else, but thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
We're the Arnold family, and my son Bradley has autism, and we've been with this group a long time and get a lot of good support and friendship from it.
That's great.
Helps us to deal with it.
Yeah? Okay, so you get a lot of support from the Blue Skies Over Autism?
Yes. Yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm David with Think and Act Locally.
I'm Melissa, and this is my husband, Mike, and we're here today to do the BSOA golf carting event, which is one of our favorite events, by the way. We have two kids on the spectrum who are 19 and almost 21, and we obviously have been on this journey a while, and BSOA has been a godsend for our family, and we very much appreciate all the work that is put into making these events happen.
That's great.
So, and then as far as our story is concerned, having two kids on the spectrum is obviously a challenge, but we have a very good support system with BSOA and our family, which help us a lot with caring for all of their needs. So we're very fortunate to have such a great group. And I would say that anybody out there that's struggling and they are got a recent diagnosis of a kid on the spectrum, to reach out to groups, because they can actually be such a lifesaver and give you a community that you never knew existed.
That's great. No, community, that's something we all need to get back to,
absolutely,
I think.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
y'all. We just finished up with the parade. All the golf carts are parked here at Tremon Stuff downtown Galveston. We're about to grab a bite to eat. Let us know what you guys think. Okay. Hi, we are here with the family of Richard Lang. We'd just love to hear your story. Share whatever you feel like sharing.
Well, Richard was a wonderful young man. He had all kinds of problems, of course, besides the autism. And he was just, he was well-read, he was smart, but he had the things that come with autism. And he worked. He got himself a job at PetSmart.
Okay.
And he worked at PetSmart for almost 10 years.
Oh, that's cool.
And he was really, the animals loved him. It's almost like animals realize that there's something with people.
Not right now. Thank you.
He ordered fish for me.
No problem. Look, it's this is real life, so.
Yeah, so, and I don't know, he didn't communicate well with other people. He was standoffish, but if he found something like Alan, and they could sit and talk forever about things that they knew and shared, and he was just, he had lived with me every day of his life, and so it was, really, this is his mother, my daughter.
He's very special. So he loved today, the group, he loved the group. It's different being here without him. It was a good bonding time for all of us. We all got to spend time with his other younger brother and all. So it's just difficult now.
I understand. Yeah.
Today has been very hard. It's been almost 2 years since he passed away.
Yeah, mixed emotions.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's life, huh?
That's life. But
this is the last event we're all together on. For these.
Yeah. Well, we were on the down for the thing on the weekend, and then he passed away then.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad that his memory will live on through the parade. It seems that he's really touched a lot of families' lives through doing this, through the parade.
He did, and on the cruises when we would go, he didn't really mix with the other people much, but when we came back, he could tell me something about almost every person in our group that he had observed while
That's
we were
cool.
there. And he loved it. He walked the ship. He did those things. He really liked the group, but he just
liked watching them.
Yeah, he liked watching
them. Very observant, yeah.
Very, very observant. And so,
that's great.
He was my heart.
Well, we appreciate you sharing your story and sharing Richard's story with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, what's your name?
So my name is Andresa Carleo. I'm the founder of Autism Mamas of Houston. I have a son at the age of 23, actually, right now.
Okay.
He just became 23 this month. And he's severely autistic, nonverbal, and blind. So the Autism Mamas of Houston started with two moms as a private group on Facebook. They're around 2019, and nowadays we're close to 10,000 members.
Oh, wow.
So we have been able to provide events, workshop, and now the biggest thing that we have accomplished, we have launched a program, which is called Alex Autism Alliance Program. It's actually in collaboration with students from Houston Community College, okay. Occupational therapists, and then we are trying to get something for the kids at the over the age of 21.
Okay.
They have age out of school, and that is not much for them.
Okay.
So the program is really cool. We have been able now to start taking those adults, young adults, to take a look how job works. Like we had this field trip to Kroger. We're able to get help from them when they actually took 5 students to learn to each department, to learn how everything works and get the kids to have that experience. So we are about to have our Autism Festival, which is gonna be the biggest one. We're gonna have adaptive egg hunt. We're gonna have many activities, and we're gonna have more than 50 booths with organizations that we're bringing. Wow. To share the resource with service providers on the autism field, as well young entrepreneurs that has that are on the spectrum.
Wow, that's great.
That was a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. No, that's great. And I'll get with Alan. We'll share any of your resources. I know it's not easy to do just over the video like this.
Yes. I'm trying to give as much information as I can, a short.
But we'll get the links, anything that you want to share with us, we'll put it out.
I was able to watch and share with the group the video, the interview that you guys did with
Papa
Mr.
Yolks
Alan.
With Col-
so
Connor.
I was wanting to reach out to you guys to see if maybe you guys could open a space for the moms to come. We have a lot of volunteer moms. The organization is run by moms that has autistic children on the spectrum.
Yeah, we can set something up. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and then too, I think it would be great if we, you say that Kroger's a partner of yours.
We did the program, the initial one, we did it with Kroger. So we're going to have one in April now. It's going to be now with a restaurant called Sunshine Tacos that we're going to try to do the same thing. We're going to try to bring those individuals so they can see how everything is done, how it works, get some experience. Actually, the owner of that specific restaurant, that's going to be the second field trip, she has two young kids on the spectrum.
Okay. No, that would be great to speak with business owners like that. And I would love to get inside. I was mentioning Kroger, to get inside the grocery store and see how the grocery store works and everything. And
we can definitely talk with them. We are trying to get different experiences. We are very blessed that the manager from this specific Kroger joined us to create this thing, this experience, and it was amazing. Like, the moms were so grateful. They literally went to each department to see how it works, how it does. They have hands-on. So it's a great opportunity because the majority of kids that have aged out of school, they don't get the opportunity.
Yeah.
So what we are trying to do in combination of Autism Moms of Houston, the Alex Autism Alliance program, is create those experiences.
I think it would be great for all of us to learn more about grocery stores too and how they work.
Yes,
it's an awesome.
Definitely.
I think it's something that we all take for granted, that we just have so many resources that we can just walk into one store and come out with.
I will definitely contact them and we'll see.
That's great. Anything else you want to share with us? Whoops. No, sorry. Excuse us.
So, about the festival. So, we have so many things right now. This is such a special month for autism community. So, of course, we are bringing resources to several events. I'm from Brazil. I'm Brazilian. So I'm going to have the opportunity this year to go to the Brazilian festival, bring the booth, bring the resource, and share on my native language with, you know, the Brazilian community. We're also going to have a Pasadena library. They're having an event, so Autism Moms of Houston are going to be collaborating, participating, bring information for the families. We have a car wash fundraiser that is the biggest for us, for the organization, the biggest fundraiser that we have in the year. And that one is going to be on April 11, 12, 13, all location for Clearwater Express Car Wash. And then we have the biggest one that is going to be the Autism Festival on the 27th from 1 to 4 at Independence Park in Pearland. And that one is the one that I told you that we're going to have more than 50 booths among organizations, individuals. on the spectrum that have business because we want to support them, service provider on the field, several attractions, talents inside of the community. We have William Gray that is going to come and play the keyboard. He's autistic and also blind like my son. So it's going to be a beautiful celebration. Okay. I hope you guys can join us that day.
That's cool. We'll see. We'll see. I need to check the calendar. So, but that's all great. I don't have anything to add to that, so I don't know.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
That's great. Thank you. Alan has something to share with us?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that no one of us can do this by ourselves. There's a need for all these different groups, and I've brought a few people in front of you that are doing outstanding work. I don't want it to me be promoting that it's Blue Skies doing everything. I couldn't possibly do everything, and neither can they. All of us together are doing a great job of helping others in need, and Belinda's one of the ones that's doing a fantastic job in her region, too. I just want you to meet her as well.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Belinda, and our organization is out in Liberty County, and it's called Raising Awesome Awareness. We just bring local events to our community because our community doesn't have a lot of resources. So we try to bring resources into our community and free events for our local families and out in Liberty Dayton area.
Okay. So. Okay. Well, I live in Deer Park.
Okay,
so
cool.
I've actually got some family that lives out that way, Liberty Dayton. So if there's anything websites or anything that you want to share with us?
Yeah, we have, we're on Facebook, Raising Awesome Awareness, and we also have a website called the same, raisingawesomeawareness.com.
Okay, yeah. That's great. Any way that we can support you guys, just be sure to let us know.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My name is Chloe Coronado. I have autism and my brother has autism.
Okay.
We're 2 years apart, and my brother got diagnosed when he was 7 months old, I think, and I got diagnosed when I was only 7 years old because it was a lot different back then, and I couldn't get diagnosed when I was already too young. And my mom already knew, but back in my school days, there was a lot of signs, but they didn't let me get diagnosed too early. And my mom and dad always said, like, oh, you need to get it diagnosed, because we know, because my brother, since he's older than me, they already knew he had autism, and they already knew how it was. But the teachers weren't listening at all, so.
They were ignoring the symptoms,
mm-hmm.
and then that impacted your education?
Yes, that did actually. I had to get held back back in like first grade, and I had to stay in there for 2 times, and then now I'm in sixth grade, but I would be in seventh if I didn't get held back just that one time.
Okay.
And also, my mom said I couldn't talk for a little while, and my brother also, he was also a little bit he couldn't talk since 2 years old, I think.
Okay.
And I couldn't talk till I was 2 years old either. So it was a little bit of a struggle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so have you been able to adjust your learning so that mm-hmm. you're better able to adapt?
Yes. It's I got used to it, and I definitely learned a lot because my mom taught me how to do all this and how to, like, know how to control it. You can't control autism at all, but she taught me how to, like, calm down and all this kind of stuff, because, like I said, my brother had it before, and my mom taught him how to calm down all these years, and still to this day. But there's still cracks here and there, and how, you know, get overwhelmed with all this kind of stuff, and it's a struggle, but we can push through it. We're all going through it together, everyone in this whole community.
That's good. Mm-hmm. What does this this day mean for you?
It means a lot, hanging out with people that are like me. There's all these kinds of different, like, there's different levels. I'm high functioning. There's some people who are nonverbal. There's some people who just, it's very unique,
mm-hmm.
and it's very interesting to learn all these people's autism levels and understanding them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's great. Anything else you want to share with our community?
No, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. Thank you for sharing with
us.
Yes,
of course.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
right, what's your name and why are you here?
My name is Steve O'Mara, and I'm here because we have two kids with autism. My daughter, Rosie, who's nonverbal, and then my son, Connor, who you met on a previous podcast.
Papa Yokes.
Works at Papa Yokes. You know, he's got his driver's license. But those two, we've joined this community of families. Goodness. Seven or eight years ago, we met Alan Fowler and the group, and we went on a cruise with them. We went to a Christmas party, a Halloween party, and we looked at this family, these people. We walked in the room and they just welcomed us in. To us, it looked like we went to a family reunion that we weren't a part of, and now we're kind of part of that family, and now we welcome the families when they come in. But it gives us an opportunity to get together and feel like autism isn't a part of our lives. We see our kids, we see other families, and maybe there's an episode and they're struggling, and you see that us will swarm, go over there, give them support. On the cruise especially, you know, it's a lot really overwhelming for our kids sometimes, and you'll see some kid just struggling, having a hard time, and he starts to melt down or she starts to melt down, and you'll see the other families. We'll just swarm. We'll reach out to that family, lift them up, help them get through whatever they need to get through. So all these events that we do the golf cart parade once a year. We have a Christmas party. We have a Halloween party. In the summertime, we may do like a karaoke get together. And then, you know, then we go on a cruise. So it's just a great family to be a part of.
That's great.
Yeah.
So that's not too difficult, is
it?
Huh?
No. All right. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Okay, everybody. That concludes our day here in Galveston with Blue Skies Over Autism and the Richard Lang Autism Awareness Parade. We're here at the Galveston Pleasure Pier. They're about to go in and have some fun. Hopefully the rain will go away. It's raining on us. Who knows what'll happen. Hope you guys enjoy the videos. Autism awareness, that's what we're doing. I don't know. I hope you're made more aware of this. We'll share links to everybody's organizations. And in whatever way you guys can help, hey, just remember to think and act locally. That's all we're doing here.